So I go down to that little gun store, right? Come walking in, there's some redneck there. I'm like, hey, man, I want to get a gun. He's like, I hear you. What you looking for? What you want? Mossberg, over under, 357 Magnum, right? Starts rattling off all this gibberish, right? I don't know shit. I'm trying to play it off. I feel like a bitch because I don't know anything about guns. So I was like, what do I do here? Ah, hell, well, I'm going to go with honesty. I go, look, dude, I don't know anything about guns. They terrify me, but I'm worried about the zombies. All right? Dude's just like, you need a shotgun. You need a shotgun, man. It's got a good spread. It's easy to load, doesn't have a lot of working parts, got a good spread. He kept saying that. It's got a good spread. I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, well, it means you ain't got to be that accurate. It's got a good spread. Further away you are, the more shit you hit. It's got a good spread. In fact, you got a problem over here. You ain't even got to look. You just turn. Wow, that's it. You ain't got a problem over here anymore. Anything that was even remotely a problem ain't there anymore. Trust me. And then these people here, they saw what you just did here. You ain't got a problem here either. Feel me? 90 degrees taken care of right there. One shot. These people get smart, flip it over. Wow, that's it. It's got a good spread. So I'm like laughing my ass off. I'm like, dude, look, I just want to shoot the guy. I don't have to do a bunch of drywall work, you know? Reframe my diploma. Get my parakeet another friend, you know? I just want to shoot the guy. So I'm like, you know, how about one of these pistols? So he does like that classic, like that redneck trailing off thing. Like, ah, you want a pistol? Go ahead, get a pistol. Well, I know. I've just been here 20 years. You know? Get a shiny one, right? So I was like, dude, what's wrong with getting a pistol? He goes, I'll tell you what, buddy. Because life ain't a movie. You feel me? He goes, well, look, you ever watch a movie? Guy go blah, blah, blah. He kills three people. Real life, man, you miss. You miss all the fucking time. You miss enough times, man, you might as well, you're empty. You might as well just be standing there with a big stapler in your hand. Then what you gonna do? I was like, well, fuck it. Let's get the shotgun.
It's a big jump from what we've done before, which is nothing. So.
What is it? Where am I? Who am I?
Start again.
gonna take you on a tour of Club Bad, where all the bad little kitties go to try to leave their bodies by various means and methods, anything necessary.
Caucasian. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not ready for me, I can, like, surprise you. No, especially if you live up there. You've probably seen a white person for hours, possibly days. So when I show up, it's almost like magical. Like a leprechaun came out of nowhere, you know? I feel like I should have, like, a little pot of gold. Like a rainbow behind me. Top of the morning to you, latte. Kind of dance my way past them. But it's been going all right, you know? Once I get in her apartment, I'm fine, you know? I relax, sit down, you know, watch a hip-hop countdown. Pretend like I know the groups, you know what I mean? It's just getting there that's a fucking pain in the ass. But, you know, I don't get mad at it, because I figure, you know, black dudes got to go through the same shit, though, right? When you go out to the suburbs, go fuck a white girl. Right? Just that same awful feeling of just leaving your people behind, you know, just less and less of you as you're fucking driving out there. Probably start off lean and you're all fucking cool. 20 minutes in, you're driving like 10 and 2, the radio's off. Like, dude, I don't like this shit. I don't like this shit at all. There's too much grass. I don't see any rims. This is fucked up. None of the windows are tinted. I can clearly see white people in every car. This is fucked up. Listen, you guys were awesome. Thank you so much for coming out. God bless you. Thank you very much.